Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury and welcome to this ASI cast. After spending several years with Nielsen, Pete Doe has recently joined Clipped as their Chief Research Officer, where he'll be engaged in creating tools to help TV advertising become a more efficient, data-driven process. He outlines what he plans to be doing in this brief interview with Brian Jacobs. Brian.
So it's Brian. So you've gone to Clipped. I think it might be very valuable if you could start this short interview by explaining a little bit about what and who Clipped is.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. And I moved to Clipped just a few weeks ago, was previously at Nielsen. And Clipped's aim is to make advertising, TV advertising, a more efficient and data-driven process. That's the aim of it. Clipped is based in Somerville, Massachusetts, with offices in New York as well, which is where I am. And currently about 50 employees. Clipped's been around for about 3 years now. Is in its second round of funding, and it's an exciting place to be.
Making television advertising sort of more effective and more efficient are sort of words that have been used many times before, but what exactly is Clipped going to do?
Well, Clipped is working on the sell side and helping the sellers of advertising to have more efficient processes and also to incorporate secondary targets for more precise delivery of ads to consumer groups that go beyond demographics. So it's really about those two. Those are the two key things I would say is increasing the automation of a process to make it more efficient and bringing in more data sets, which have been used in the past, but more for ad sales purposes than actually in the process of actually allocating inventory.
So is it fair to say that what you're doing is sort of building on currency data rather than, as it were, chucking everything up in the air and starting again?
Correct, yes. We're absolutely using the currency data that sellers and buyers are using. We're not trying to create new currencies from new data sets. We are not creating any primary research ourselves. We're taking the data sets that the industry is using and making it more efficient to use those data.
So you're, I guess what you're doing is fusing some of these data sets together then. Is that the idea? You're using data and information that the seller already has, but they might have it in separate silos or separate filing cabinets somewhere, and you're, as it were, bringing it all together.
We haven't currently put any data sets together that haven't already been put together, and we're mindful that there are contractual difficulties with doing some of that. Certain data sets cannot be mixed with other data sets, but we're certainly open to that. If a client had a primary data set that it itself had created and wanted to merge that in a contractually acceptable way with some of the other data sets that they're using, then we'd certainly be open to that. My background is very much in that. But really what Clipped's about is creating user interfaces and algorithms to ingest the data and make the process with the existing data sets more flexible and efficient.
So you will be using things like return path data, I guess, RenTrack and that kind of thing. Is that right?
Yeah. Nielsen currency data, the Nielsen MRI Fusion data, RenTrack data are all data sets that we can use. TiVo data as well. We have some backing from TiVo, and they have some very interesting data as well.
Is this really about kind of almost like sort of making marginal improvements, as it were, or do you see this as being a real step change in the way in which people plan and buy TV?
I think there's a spectrum, and I think in some cases there are already quite efficient sales that are happening. In other cases, there could be big opportunities for improvement. So I wouldn't restrict it to one or the other.
And do you think that, I mean, you've talked a bit about the fusing of the data sets, but you said at the start about you're going to help to automate the process as well. I mean, television buying and selling has been fairly arcane, to put it mildly, for a large number of years now. Can you say a little bit about, tell us a little bit about how you're going to automate the process?
We're making it easier for the seller, and we're working with the seller. We are not a representative of the seller. We are creating systems that the seller can use to make their processes more efficient. Sellers are finding they're getting increasing demand for programmatic buys as well, so we're giving them the tools to enable that. So it's about creating tools rather than replacing anybody or anything at the moment.
But I mean, the process has been a very work-intensive one, I would imagine, at the sales end in the States. It certainly has been in other parts of the world. So this approach to sort of embrace programmatic, as it were, will presumably bring efficiencies to bear and make the whole process quicker and more automated. And indeed, you'll be able to reach more tightly defined audiences, I guess. Is that about the number of it?
That's exactly the objective. And also, if you think about just the broad range of inventory that the sellers have, trying to allocate that across all the different advertisers that they have in the most efficient way possible, which makes it an interesting mathematical puzzle, which I'm excited to be working on.
Yes, I mean, I guess that the technology tax issue is one that this will definitely help to alleviate as well. At the moment, there seem to be so many different middlemen involved in any kind of programmatic process that or automated process that the value to the advertiser just goes down and down and down. And I would imagine process that you guys are enabling will, I would think, bring greater value to both advertiser and indeed both to publisher and any middlemen like agencies too. Is that not the case?
I hope so. And I also think that the TV is a simpler environment than digital, where there does seem to be a whole host of middlemen. I think TV can be simpler. Clearly, I've mentioned that we're representing the sell side and trying to make the sell side more efficient. But in doing that, it does enable the buy side as well. Creating access to inventory in a more efficient way helps the buy side as well as the sell side. But we're trying to make it as simple as we can rather than make it very complicated with lots of different steps and the associated technology tax that you mentioned.
Yes, I mean, would you be working with the buy side, do you think? I mean, can you imagine that happening, or is that really a matter for the broadcasters, your clients, to worry about?
I think it's difficult for any company like Clip, any company in that intermediary space, to work equally on both sides. But as I say, in helping the seller, we can also help the buyer, because giving easier access to inventory for the buyer is good for both sides.
But the buyer and the seller need to be aligned, don't they? I mean, that's one of the great things about currency work, is at least, you know, whatever its disadvantages, one major advantage, of course, is that you're aligned on both sides of the buy-sell fence, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it goes back to what we were saying before about not creating any new data sets, because the currency has to be what the buyer and seller agree, and it doesn't make sense for us to be trying to create brand new data sets that are trying to be currency when they're not.
So Clip's customers are broadcasters, aren't they? Is that right?
Cable networks, yeah. TV companies, yes.
So anybody on the sell side of the fence?
Not that I'm at liberty to talk about it at the moment. but we have also been working with MVPDs like Cox as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting too. So this, I would have thought, would be a major step for the TV industry in the States by, I guess, really bringing to bear the great mass of data that's out there that can be used, maybe for the first time, actually, in the buying, well, certainly in the selling of TV airtime, as opposed to simply being a planning tool that might be very nice in theory, but not really being put into practice. I guess what you're doing is putting it really into practice and bringing all that data to the sharp end. Is that about right?
That's exactly it, Brian. Yes, and I think that for me personally, that it's very exciting, because having been an architect of some of these integrated databases when I was at Nielsen, to actually see clients using them and using them for more than just ad sales or for planning purposes, it's very exciting, and I think it opens up big opportunities for the industry, and improved efficiency's got to help everybody, not just for the seller but also the buyer and also the person that's watching TV and seeing more relevant ads to them.
Well, early days, of course, and early days for Clip, but I think we hope very much indeed that you'll come along to a future ASI and explain a little bit more about it and show us some great results, because I can imagine this could be an exciting period of time for the TV industry in the US.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brian. I'd be delighted to do that, and I will be in Venice in November, and look forward to seeing lots of people there.
Okay, Pete, well, thank you very much indeed for your time, and I'll hand you back to Mike.
Thanks very much, Brian.
You've been listening to an ASI cast, our regular series of interviews and chats, available at the ASI website at asiconferences.com.